At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. This segment of the Adam Carriker Show is sponsored by our good friends at Mulberry Barbecue at 11th and Cornhusker, open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Try their burn-in sandwich, a brisket burrito, barbecue nachos, a full slab of delicious frickin' ribs, and half-smoked chicken, ladies and gentlemen, and much, much more. They've got incredible sides. Get fueled for lunch today or make dinner plans at Mulberry Barbecue by Single Barrel, located at 11th and Cornhusker. All right, time to bring on our special guest. He was Nebraska's coach from 1977 to 1999. He helped build the Cornhuskers into a national power, led them to their first national title in 1995, two national runner-up finishes in 86 and 89, and three other national semifinals appearances in 1990, 1996, 1998. Two-time National Coach of the Year and nine-time Conference Coach of the Year, Mr. Terry Pettit. How you doing, my friend?
I'm coughing, but I'm doing well. How are you?
I am glorious. And right out the gate, I've got a highly, highly intense question for you. Are you ready?
Sure.
All right, Jake, real quick. What responses have we gotten as far as the most popular Christmas movies? And is Die Hard a Christmas movie or no?
We got A Christmas Story, The Santa Claus, Charlie Brown. And we do have somebody that said Die Hard for sure.
All right. Mr. Pettit, what is your favorite Christmas movie of all time, and is Die Hard, in fact, a Christmas movie or not?
Well, once you said Charlie Brown, I couldn't get past that.
Mm, yep, I like that. Do you think Die Hard's a Christmas movie?
I've watched Die Hard movies, but I don't remember them enough to even comment.
No, that's all right.
So, and Christmas, because we were always involved in the tournament late into the, sometimes the week of Christmas. It wasn't a time that I was going to movies.
Mm.
But I'm glad Nebraska's busy this week. That's the main thing.
Yeah. So talk to me about what you've seen from the volleyball team this year. They're obviously a phenomenal team, but a phenomenal defensive team. You got Merritt Beeson, who was the number one overall pick in the pro volleyball draft. I mean, you got Lexi Rodriguez, who's up one of the four finalists for player of the year, national player of the year in collegiate volleyball. All right, you've got so many players on this team that are good, but they seem to have gelled well, and they seem to have a special relationship with John Cook as well.
I think all that's true. The game has evolved. Nebraska is, in my mind, the best defensive team in the country. Pitt is the best offensive team in the country. But volleyball is a different game because in your first contact on defense, blocking, you score points. And maybe your second contact where you dig, that would be an assist in hockey. So you're constantly moving from defense and offense and back and forth. It's a game that is much closer to hockey than it is basketball in terms of the speed of play. Creighton and Pitt are running what I believe is the future of volleyball offensively, and that's where you have two left-side six-rotation players so that you always are attacking out of the back row, and that's why Creighton had such a wonderful season with Nora Sisson, Ava. I can't think of her last name, but and Pitt has the same thing with two six rotation players, and then a lady that's likely to be national player of the year, Olivia Babcock, on the right side. Nebraska is primarily doing it with defense, and they when you look at the three littles and Harper Murray. Those they're making plays like open field tackles in football. It you know, and that's why the game is so exciting. So whether or not teams attack at, say, a 400 attack percentage or a 100 attack percentage, the game's still exciting because of the athletic movements that people are making in the backcourt.
Talk to me about someone like Harper Murray, highly recruited out of high school, obviously some interesting things in the offseason, but she has bounced back this season, played well, set a record for most kills in a match, ended up winning the MVP this past weekend. Talk to me, like, just being a coach and trying to help someone who's who had a bit of a roller coaster throughout the offseason, but is bouncing back strong in the season and playing well. Talk to me about Harper Murray and what you've seen from her.
I think what's happened to her doesn't happen if you don't have a coach with John Cook's will and talent, and also if you don't have teammates like Lexi Rodriguez and Merritt Beeson, who really, my understanding is, spent a lot of time with her during the summer. Of all the kids on the team, you know, one of the sports writers in Lincoln earlier said he thought that Andy Jackson was the best player in the team, and I should have just let it ride, but I don't like comments like that. But the most critical player, I would say, on this team is Harper Murray, because she's a six rotation player. She's the only one attacking consistently out of the back row. She has the foot speed to take an average set or a poor set and accelerate and still make the play. And that's a unique talent. And there aren't, I don't know of anybody that has quicker feet than she has. I think she's hitting probably around 260, 270. If Nebraska had a backcourt attacker when she was in the front row, she'd be hitting closer to 300. Because when the play is out of system and the setter comes off the net, they're still having to set Harper instead of a back row attacker. When Landfair's left front, if the play's off the net, rather than pushing it.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
To Landfair with a two-person block, they can set Harper in the back row, and she can still be assertive and aggressive and put the other team on the defensive. But these are four very, you know, exceptional teams, exceptional coaches. I like the matchup. I would be very surprised if Nebraska doesn't play very well against Penn State. I think a matchup's a good matchup. Danny Busboom-Kelly is as good a coach as there is in the country, and hers is more of a team of parts. And how she's gotten them to this point is just a sign of a tremendous coaching. Dan Fisher, you know, he's in line possibly to be named the next U.S. Olympic coach. His team is hitting 40 points higher than anybody else than Creighton. I believe they're hitting like 340 on the year, and then it goes to Creighton and 330, and then it drops down to 300. And in Olivia Babcock, he has somebody that is the most aggressive server in the country, the most difficult player to stop out of the back row. He also coaches like a baseball coach. It's everything's situational. So he'll remove his best player if he has somebody on the bench in the situation that's about to happen that can handle that. That's very unusual in volleyball coaching.
So a lot of people, I don't see an unattractive matchup in this Final Four. Let's say Nebraska gets to the national championship. Obviously, you could be facing former Husker assistant coach, former Husker player, national champion here at Nebraska, Danny Busboom-Kelly. You could play Pitt, who a lot of people, I mean, it's been Pitt 1, Nebraska 2 most of the year. But let's not look ahead too far. Talk to me about Penn State. You got the two co-Big Ten champs, Nebraska, Penn State. going head-to-head for the right to play for the national title. Penn State beat us, and they beat us in four sets last time. Now, you said you expect Nebraska to play well versus the Nittany Lions on Thursday. What do you see as folks start to look ahead to this matchup?
Well, every great team, and Nebraska is a great team, all these are all great teams, can slow down one player. So let's say that somebody keys on Harper Murray, and they make the decision that they're going to slow her down, and Nebraska keys on Jess Mrzek, who's their best left-side attacker. You have the talent to do that unless it's just a really unusual player. So then it comes down to can the second or third offensive player, can somebody else go get you 15 kills? And on Nebraska, they have to have somebody sight out and transition behind the setter. So that's either Andy Jackson or Merritt Beeson. One of those players has to be successful. And on Penn State, that would be Caroline Giravicious or their other left side player, Cameron Hanna. So that, you know, all eyes will be on maybe the most popular or the most recognizable player in these matchups. But a lot of the times it comes down to somebody else that has a big match. And when they played at Happy Valley, Caroline Giravicious, who was a redshirt freshman that had been at Nebraska, had a big match. I would be shocked if she has that kind of match, simply because Nebraska has the personnel to go in if they decide to commit there to slow that down. So it's going to be, you hear everybody say this. I mean, it's serving and passing. You can't beat a team at this level unless you're in at least the same ballpark with them serving and passing. And obviously when Penn State was playing Nebraska, Penn State, they're playing at home. They serve tough at home. You're also looking at Nebraska, who had just beaten Wisconsin for a second time, had guaranteed themselves, probably at least a co-championship in the Big Ten. And you were looking at Penn State, who had to win that match to host a regional. From 2003 to 15, the regionals were predetermined. So you'd have Omaha, Kansas City, Sacramento, whatever. But in 2016, they went back to the top seed would have the opportunity to host the regional. And it's a tremendous advantage. If Creighton had played Penn State at Creighton, I think there's a very good chance Creighton would have won the match. And earlier in the week, Oregon went 5 with Pitt at Pitt. So where you're playing, where you're traveling to, my experience has been the play is frequently more intense in the regionals than it is the Final Four. And I think there's a couple reasons for that. One is that this year we'll have 2 days between the semifinal matches on Thursday and Sunday, and it's like an eternity. You just sit around and there's banquets and hoopla and all that.
Yep.
But they've all played well to be here, but they've all been in a match where they either lost or could have lost. Having said that, I like Nebraska's defense and I like Penn State's offense.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time to join me. I'm always a fan of defensive-minded teams, hashtag black shorts. I love to see them out there throwing the bones after a great defensive play. I saw this on social media. The ocean covers 71% of the earth. Lexi Rodriguez covers the rest. I thought that was pretty good. And then this was an interesting stat. Merritt Beeson has, in her 2 years at Nebraska, has never lost a single home game. So I want to thank you for taking the time to join me and dropping a whole lot of knowledge our way. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you, Adam, and go Big Red.
All right. Don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words. When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.